The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. Pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 30th of January, 2017. And if this is Monday, that means Ron McDonald is there. Come in, Ron McDonald.
I'm in.
Earth to McDonald. Earth to McDonald.
I'm in. I have, you know, the uppermost question on my mind is, what about the donations? How's that going for you?
Slower than usual, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. And the good news is advertisers are starting to loosen up their tight grip. When last year all us I got was absolutely no, 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 and no. And this year it's, well, maybe, and maybe, and maybe, and maybe. So that's starting to soften up a little bit. I want to caution people. You know, this the Trump euphoria is still going on. And, you know, one of the reasons this network exists is to instruct and teach and discuss what this country is, the foundation of it. It's the republic, not the democracy for which it stands. And this is important because the majority of people in this country don't even have a clue. I mean, they really don't. And I'm sitting here, talk about a mad, manic Monday. I'm seeing protesters, and I'm seeing the hard line communists coming out with megaphone in hand. Ron, I've got one here, anti-Trump protest in Seattle. Mike, did you post that? I can't even play it on the air. Because what you would hear is one word and five blanked out words, maybe two words and then 10 blanked out words. Basically, the message is that they've given a lot, but we're here to take it all. And I'm like, really? And the language, it's like Ashley Judd in a drunken stupor. By the way, I have to invite people, if you have not seen this, I posted it on the website. Maybe you saw it, Ron.
I started watching it when I got the call from your station.
Just for giggles?
Network, yeah.
Just
yes. I had a laugh.
Well, that's I had to put a tagline on this thing, and I thought, well, okay, how do I classify this one? And so I thought about it, well, just for giggles. And what it is, and you Trekkie fans out there, you know, the original Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, you will get the biggest yuck out of this, but this is a series that has never actually left the airwaves. I mean, it's been running continually since NBC and their infinite wisdom canceled it in 1969. And then we had, the Next Generation and then the movies and all that other stuff. But this is just absolutely the way that this thing is edited. Imagine you're on the Starship Enterprise and Spock tells you that, hey, there's something very interesting here on this monitor, and they turn it on, and here's Ashley Judd doing her bloodstains in the sheet speech. And the reactions from the bridge crew, whoever put this thing together understood editing better than I'd seen anybody in Hollywood understand editing. And it's about 4 or 5 minutes long, and it's just astounding. I would invite you folks, go to republicbroadcasting.org and watch this thing. And while you're there, watch the anti-Trump protests in Seattle that I can't even put on the air. We couldn't even edit it to put it on air. It would make absolutely no sense to a listener. So, I mean, this has gone crazy. Something I can play is something that was done. If I can find the tag here, and obviously it's gone when I go to look for the tag, but Ashton Kutcher started this on, I guess it's the SAG Awards, whatever the heck that means. Screen Actors Guild. Thank you. Shows you how much I'm into Hollywood. And they were commenting because this played, I think, what was that, yesterday, Mike? Donald Trump and his halting of foreigners coming into the country, Ashton Kutcher had to make people believe that, you know, hey, we love you. This is your country. You know, this is our country. This is your country. Yeah, okay. There's going to be a lot of problems here. There's going to be a lot of problems with shutting down and to vet people that want to come into this country. Now, the complaint is that, oh, it's just against Muslim countries. There's 7 countries. And, no, the green card people that are here on green cards, no, they're not going to be snatched up and thrown out. There's a lot of confusion out of this, and the naysayers to Trump in particular that didn't like him politically are having an absolute field day. Now, to be fair about this, the Trump people didn't exactly roll this thing out in a linear, step-by-step, logical, okay, here's what we're going to do first, here's what's going to be second. And then explaining this, what it is and what it isn't, because we've seen the press in this country, Ron, the bumper sticker mindset of intellectuals out there, that they're as deep as a mud puddle, and, well, they're just as shallow. And taking things out of context without the full explanation behind it. I mean, they're soundbiters. They're agitators and soundbiters. And I thought, you know, I was thinking about this, Ron, for all the years that I've been on air and all the people that would hear my program or hear of me and go, well, that guy's a radical. You know, he's this, he's that. And where were they getting that? They weren't getting that, digging that out of their own cranium, using their own brain power, using their own logic. They were listening to the explanation of who and what I was and what I was saying from other people that wanted to bend and twist and bumper sticker it and say, oh, these are radicals and whatever. Well, you know, radical maybe for your thinking because you don't understand that your government has been flipped on you. You don't understand why there's no jobs. You don't understand why your money is worth nothing. You are applauding the fact that we're the greatest democracy on the planet Earth, which we are not. And the list goes on. Now, even Obama himself has crawled out of the box. He's only been out of the office for a week. And he's in Washington, D.C., and he's encouraging people to keep protesting. Now, I am not, and I was thinking about this. You know, how are we going to have to resort to political blackmail? Does Donald Trump behind the scenes have to make it known to Barry Sartoro that we know who and what you are and shut up? You know, do we have to use political blackmail on this guy? No pun intended, because I don't know if there's any political white male out there. Not a racist comment. I just don't like communists, and I don't give a damn what color their skin is. So I hope you folks, and I saw this stuff coming, and I think a lot of people were confused, Ron, when I said back in November and December, well, I'm going to decide whether it's going to be even worth it to be on air. If Hillary Clinton would have gotten in office, I can't guarantee you this, but I think there would have been a lot of people looking to that cartridge box, because the real people in this country, you know, us, as she called, deplorables, and there's a small percentage of those deplorables out there that have tracked and traced, not agitating, not wanting to confound and confuse, but just to bring the true history and its intent to people's attention, to their attention. And I think we've done that pretty well. But now you're dealing with millennials, you're dealing with stone-cold communists, you're dealing with people that are being the globalists that are backing these clowns. And I said, Ron, that we were at a tipping point. And if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in there, this country was done. We would have had to have gone to the cartridge box. And then we all know what that means, martial law, on it goes. You know, it's kind of fascinating. I forget this governor or this representative out of Florida. But a lot of what people don't realize that this Pulse shooting that took place down at the gay nightclub, you know, the shooting that never really did take place. By the way, I saw a video on this, and it was absolutely 100% staged. There was somebody with a recording device, I think it might have been an iPhone or a BlackBerry or whatever it was, taking pictures of somebody that was in a parking lot, devoid of cars, in a corner, propped up against a wall. There was somebody there tending them, and they had this blood puddle around them that made it look like they were bleeding out. And here's the strange thing. Cops, ambulance drivers were pulling up, backing into parking spaces, totally ignoring this while the shooting is supposedly going on. I'm sorry, it's not Pulse. It was the shooting down at the airport in Florida, Hollywood dash whatever the hell it was. So it was absolutely staged. I've seen more video come out about the Pulse shooting that convinces me that it's absolutely staged. And one of the things that was there was legislation pending in the state of Florida 4 days before this bill was going to be voted on in Florida, to allow open carry in Florida and even in airports. So what do we have to do? Well, to stop that politically, we just conveniently have an airport shooting out of some little wingnut that the FBI was aware of but didn't know quite what to do about it. And again, we don't even know if these people that were shot, where are the relatives up on the cameras crying? Where is other footage of this? It's been locked down. Now, there are some people that have been in the intelligence community that have come out and said, look, all of these damn things you people have been witnessing are false flags. This is the way to mold public opinion, to get them to think a certain way, to set them up for whatever they have intended. So, as we acknowledge the lying media, that's why we started this network, because people couldn't get the truth. I mean, at a point of a gun, it wouldn't have mattered. These people are in there to control everything that you see and read and hear. And now it's starting to blow up in their face because they're losing revenue. MSNBC, unless they pull a rabbit out of the hat, they don't know where to go. NBC is actually considering going more conservative. Well, they're going to have to. You know, you have this wonderful idiot, Megyn Kelly, that goes from Fox over to NBC. I mean, what's she going to do over there? And they think bringing in a semi-conservative is going to wash well with their little communist audience that they had built up. They don't know what the hell they're doing, and there's nowhere to go with this. And they still haven't figured it out. The problem is that you have these agitators. They're well-schooled, well-entrenched, well-funded, and this stuff is not going to stop. The news media is, there's an old saying in the media, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, but if you have if you have demonstrations and you have angry people with banners, makes great dramatic television. These people will continue to run it. The best way to deal with this would be totally 100% ignore it, because they're counting on the media to help aid in their agenda. And I'm just, Ron, I at this point in time, I'm all out of answers as to what to do with these people. I know one thing. If Hillary would have been in there, we probably would have been at war now, more than likely.
Well, you know, my question for them is, how are you guys surviving? Who's working? Are they all being taken care of by the state?
Well, and, you know, that's and that's funny you should mention that. Ron Paul, he's made a comment, and it's tough to come up with something that people will understand as to what exactly is going on in this country. You know, they're fond of using the word communist or socialist or whatever, but how in God's green earth, you're not going to get through to the people that refuse to listen to you. They have their agenda. You're a white pig. You're a capitalist. You're a misogynist. You're a hater. You're a this. You're that. And there's no redeeming value for these people, because they don't want to be redeemed. They just want to stay on the government. How should we say, teat? And well, that's going to continue. Now, what Ron Paul said about this, here it is. Let me pull this up real quick. Oh, that's on the economic collapse. And they're going to blame the Fed. Or I'm sorry, they're going to blame Donald Trump instead of the Fed. Yeah, I can see that coming. Mike, where is that? I'd sent it over. It is just a picture of Ron Paul with some verbiage there. Do you have that? Okay. Because this says it all. Let me find it. Because this is... Here it is. Got it. Now, Ron Paul is finally starting to melt the ice a little bit here. I pulled it up and there's no picture there. The only thing I have here is the Fed is immoral from Ron Paul. I'm sorry? Yeah, but I'm trying to talk about it right now. Can you put that picture on my caller screen? You can't. It'll be up in a few seconds.
Since you're whistling for the time on Jeopardy, did you hear Donald Trump use the phrase Republic of the United States?
No.
He did. In one of the speeches he gave, he said something about the Republic of the United States. Didn't call it a democracy.
Well, and so I wish... And I hope people are noticing this. Their press secretary, he's giving a lot of opportunity for the and actually today, I had to make sure I had to pinch myself. The press that was there was actually polite. There was please and thank you, and it's not so antagonistic now. Because they know what's going to happen if you're antagonistic, if you're agenda-driven, and we can tell by the questions that you asked, we're just going to ignore you. So if you want to keep getting a paycheck, your bosses are telling you to go out there, get the story, and you're not able to, you go back to the office and you've got nothing, well, that's going to put your little job in jeopardy. Did you put it up? Okay. And let me see if it showed up on my screen here. And guess what? Saved by the break, I will find that. And we'll take this break and we'll be back on the other side. One thing I want to caution people, and think about this during the break. This economic collapse, it's not going to go away. It's going to happen. The question is, when?
Music. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is what Ron Paul said on racism. He says, racism is simply an ugly form of collectivism. The mindset that views humans strictly as members of groups rather than individuals. Racists believe that all individuals who share superficial physical characteristics are alike. As collectivists, racists think only in terms of groups by encouraging Americans to adopt a group mentality. The advocates of so-called diversity actually perpetrate racism. Their obsession with radical group identity is inherently racist. The true antidote to racism is liberty. And that's true. And they have been sucking off the government dole here for all of these years. And now they're acknowledging, well, yeah, okay, thanks, but we want it all now. Well, don't they realize that the coffers have been drained? The debt is there. There's nothing more to give. Not that I would vote to give it to you anyhow, because quite frankly, you're operating under a system that, well, has been proven time and time and time again not to work. Communism, socialism. And that was what the globalists were shooting for. They knew worldwide communism wouldn't work because everybody would figure out, oh, the state will pay me. I don't give a damn. I don't have to work. Or just go through the motions of it. No, socialism was the best way to go because they'd still give you the illusion that you'd be able to earn your money, but you'd be taxed right out of it at 80 or 90%. So, you know, you have the illusion that you're making money, but, you know, for the realm, I've got to give it all up. Well, that's, that tide is turning here in America, and the globalists realize this. Just as we saw last year, country after country waking up going, you know, this European collectivism kind of melding pot bull crap ain't working. We want to go. We want out. Britain wanted out. Other countries want out. Here in America, we're getting out. So what you're seeing is the agenda here for, I don't know what they think they're going to accomplish, because they think they're going to fire up the globalist agenda again by these asshats, these creatures out on the streets that, gosh, they can't think for themselves, folks. I mean, they have to support each other. They're like wilting little flowers. If they don't all get together in a bunch, they're going to wilt and all fall over. They can't stand by themselves. Well, politically, they're easy to defeat, ergo Donald Trump. People looked at Hillary Clinton and said, nah, we don't think so. We're in some serious trouble and we need somebody to do something about it. Now, it's been, the press, Ron, has been admitting that Donald Trump has been doing so much, it's making their head spin. Of course, they don't like this action he's taken on the visas and the extreme vetting that needs to take place, and I'm in agreement with that. Mexico is not liking the idea that, look, the Statue of Liberty isn't in New York Harbor, and it's not on your border of Mexico. Give me your tired, your poor, your uneducated, your diseased, your criminal, you know. No. And what is taking place has to take place. And it's strong medicine, but the body is extremely weak. So, ergo, you're going to need some tough medicine here. And I just hope to God that they don't push this thing. Because now they're calling, Ron, they're calling for out-and-out killing and burning.
Wow.
Killing. Now, I don't know how the snowflakes are prepared to do that, because most of the snowflakes don't have guns.
Are those paid protesters that are advocating that? Or
well,
is that...
you would think if the FBI was doing their job. I mean, they, Ron, back in 1969. Now, we weren't that technologically advanced in 69. There were no personal computers. There were no cell phones. There was no Blackberries or iPhones. You know, computer, there weren't even any operating systems for computers. And the FBI would do the old 3x5 file card system. And I discovered that I had a 3x5 card in the FBI files because I protested the Vietnam War. You know, I went into the military and I said, I'm not going to Vietnam. I'm going someplace else. They wanted to violate that contract, but I kept fighting and got out of it. But here we are in the information age, and we've got a real problem. These people are not going to go away, and the FBI should be out there investigating those that are funding these creatures and making all this unrest.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just as fair. Wednesday's work.
Oh, those old Monday moaning blues. Well, I'm still waiting for Ron Paul to come out and make a difference. I think it's unarguably the precursor to Donald Trump. He had people's imagination. People were listening to him. And why he hasn't worked more closely with Trump, I don't have any idea. You know, Trump as a Democrat ran as a Republican. Ron Paul was a libertarian that ran as a Republican. It seems that, well, we just don't have any party loyalty anymore. But the story goes, if former Rep. Ron Paul is correct, an economic doomsday is here. The second financial bubble is going to soon burst, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Yeah, well, I'll leave that go for a second. That's because, as Paul stated, the Federal Reserve has set up an American economy for financial collapse for printing trillions of dollars back in 2008-2009. And quoting Mr. Paul here, the Federal Reserve's policies of printing trillions of dollars back in 08 and 09 have locked into place a serious financial crisis at some point in our future. Paul stated, going so far as to intimate the financial collapse will occur at least sometime in the next 2 years. He says it's unavoidable, and even Donald Trump can't stop it. Paul said Trump will be a patsy for the supposed impending financial ruin, just like everyone blamed Obama for the financial collapse of 2009. This time, Trump will unfairly, he said, unfairly get the blame. Paul bases his comments on a report he says he's read, which concludes that within the next 18 to 24 months, the collapse will happen. The former congressman further explained he's still holding out hope for Trump to make changes which can help protect America's future, but pointed out some of Trump's staff has direct connections to Wall Street. He's also concerned Trump's war against radical Islam is a war Trump cannot win because it's a war against ideology, much like America's failed attempt at defeating communism. And we got a war going on right now inside our own country. Paul believes Trump's moving in the right direction to protect America's interests by canceling America's involvement in the TPP. Paul also hopes Trump will pull American troops out of at least seven countries in which is currently deployed and engaged in military conflict. Paul says, "I say just come home." And he was addressing having our military presence overseas. Just get out of there and let the local people sort this out. Paul said in a response to how America should deal with the hotspots like Ukraine and Syria. Well, let me get the rest of the story here, because we do have a tendency to link back to the original sites. It's good for their numbers on their sites. At any rate, Paul believes the former administration's posturing and threatening of China was misguided and stated we'd be better off trading goods with China and all of Asia rather than trading threats. And, you know, I don't know if Ron Paul is listening, if he's listening to Donald Trump or he's just reading reports about Donald Trump. And if he has any questions about it, I'm sure Mr. Paul could pick up the phone and get to the president. And Mr. Paul, I would suggest that you do that. Now, he warns that there's going to be an acceleration of black operations by the CIA, special forces missions such as the Joint Special Operations Command, or JSOC, which has the Free Thought Project has reported, answers directly to the President of the United States. Paul, who has never supported Trump, is concerned about Trump's ego, wondering if he's going to act on impulses to go after the ideology of radical Islam. And Paul reminded his viewers that the way to create more jihadists is to keep provoking the moderate Muslims into becoming radicalized by reacting to U.S. military actions overseas. And he claims that's the exact same thing that Donald Trump is doing right now. Paul praised President Obama's actions to normalize relations with Cuba, and he hopes that with all the policy decisions the Trump administration is making, that Trump will maintain the policy Obama implemented with Cuba and continue to keep the negotiations open with our closest southern Caribbean neighbor. Now, Paul noted that he thinks the U.S. policy has created a failed system in the country. All empires end, and we're the empire. It's not going to end, and it's going to end, he says, and it's going to be for economic reasons. We're going to fail because we're working within a failed system. This is the monetary problem, a spending problem. It's going to be financial. And Paul emphatically claimed, once again stating the collapse of America is imminent. We have something arriving worse than 2008, 2009, much worse. It was the fault of the Federal Reserve, Paul said, adding the Keynesian economic model contributed greatly to the first bubble burst. He said that the left will blame Trump for it, and like the right did to Obama, but he says it's bigger than the office of the president and blames the Federal Reserve and previous 17 years of governmental spending. If you think Ron Paul's comments hold no water, think again. The former chairman of the Federal Reserve is predicting this crisis as well. Now, we're in the very early days of the crisis, which has got to go away, asserted Alan Greenspan to Bloomberg last year. This is the worst period, Greenspan said, I recall since I've been in public service. There's nothing like it, including the crisis. Remember October 19th, 1987, when the Dow went down by a record amount of 23%. That, I thought, was the bottom of all potential problems. This has corrosive effect that will not go away. I love to find something positive to say, and I don't know how it's going to resolve, but there's going to be a crisis. Now, that's Alan Greenspan. He used to be the head of the fractionalized reserve banking. He perfectly understood. You know, he cautioned Congress several years ago by his comment, irrational exuberance, which luckily stuck in everybody's mind, but evidently didn't stick hard enough that they understood what the man was saying. Here was the heroin dealer saying, you know, don't OD on the heroin. Slow it down. We know you need the heroin. Yeah, but, you know, don't overdose. That's basically what he was saying. So, I don't know, Ron. I call me stupid, but unless you plan on leaving the country or sitting by witnessing the Second American Revolution, I don't know. You know, go ahead.
Well, you know, there is a resolve to this, and that is if Donald Trump has U.S. Treasury printing to print up Federal Reserve notes, but United States notes, and make them non-lienable notes, and replace every Federal Reserve note with a U.S. note. That could start, and backed by labor, that could start the economy boosting to no end.
I know this is a rhetorical question to you, Ron, but why isn't Ron Paul saying this? He's the one that wanted to audit and end the Fed. Okay, Ron, what was your great plan once you ended the Fed? You know, can you speak now, or do you want to wait? And I hate to say this, but this is really what I truly believe. He's turned chicken crap. He didn't want the presidency of the United States because they thought that they would kill him. If he makes, he's now a civilian. He's not in public office. He's now a private citizen. And I'm sure that he's considered, if I yap off too much here, they're just going to come and shoot me. You know, I if you're going to climb into the ring, don't do a rope-a-dope and take a dive. You know, I don't want the spectacle just for the event of the spectacle. If you have no intent on winning, don't get in the ring. Now that you're out of the ring, just shut the hell up. If you're not going to offer any solutions here, if you're not going to energize the public, then shut the hell up and sit down and just enjoy your retirement. You know, I hate to say this because I was a big advocate of Ron Paul. But once I really truly believed and discovered that he didn't want the presidency, then what the hell was this for?
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, my wife and I donated a sizable amount of money to his campaign, and to have him turn tail because he's afraid of death. Well, no one would run for the presidency at that point.
Well, I got news for you. We all got to go. It's the style. It's the style and the fashion in which you go out. And you're going to go out with your tail tucked between your legs, and for the life of me, if Ron Paul was a true man, well, then his conscience has got to be bothering him because he's got to know this. And I don't know if the man's sleeping well at night or not. But here was a man that could pop forth because everybody still, you know, politicians' names are brand names, okay? He still has a brand name that's recognizable. It has shelf life. It's recognizable. And rather than sitting back criticizing this guy, he should be in there helping him. And he's not. Which, again, leads me to believe that Ron Paul has gone chicken. Chicken.
See, I believe you're absolutely or precisely right on if he was attacking the Federal Reserve, what did he have as a remedy in place of the Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
He had nothing.
Well, he had an idea. He had to have an idea.
He didn't share it if he did.
Well, yeah, it was, oh, let's audit the Fed and end the Fed. Okay, we end the Fed. What's the beginning of what's next? And I'm with you. And I can't prove this. This is only speculation. But Donald Trump might have a plan for the collapse of the Federal Reserve. Him being a businessman, understanding the fundamentals of business, and understanding the key ingredients of business, which at the base of all of this is money. So why are we dealing with a heroin dealer that has just tried to overdose you, tried to kill you off, and is going to keep pumping out that addiction? So I think Mr. Trump might understand this, you know, as to why he's got Wall Street people around him. Well, Donald Trump understood the system. He used it to his advantage, being a businessman, a billionaire. Okay, you know. Okay, great. But if I'm going to be tackling, say, an intelligence agency, you know what? I want somebody from that intelligence agency that is a true patriot and that can aid and assist me. Not in the assistance to give me enough rope to hang myself with, but to give me a bird's eye interview into their inner sanctum. And I think that's why Trump has brought these people on. Hopefully I am correct. Hopefully I will be proven correct. But geez.
You know, being logical, if the Federal Reserve can print up money with no backing on it, why can't the United States duplicate that with United States notes and leave the backing to the labor of the American people?
Well, there might be associated problems with this. If we flip the currency from Federal Reserve notes to federal notes, and there's a bunch of people around this planet that are holding on to American treasuries, what do they do with them? Would this accelerate the collapse of the economic system?
Well, I would say that one replaces every Federal Reserve note with an equal balancing United States note.
Yeah, for us, but what about other countries? What about other countries?
That's too bad, isn't it? America first.
Okay, America first, but it would still result in the same financial meltdown.
Well, how's that? I'm not understanding.
Well, I mean, we still do trade, even though we're running deficits, okay? So if other countries can't keep making goods and at least temporarily sending them into the country tax-free, what's going to happen when they can no longer generate that product to send it anywhere? Will not their economy, because they're laden with debt as well, what is their plan? See, this is...
Well, anything that another nation has, you know, and any type of debtor's instrument they have against the United States could also be replaced. This is just a paper game. That's all it is. There's no actual commodity being traded anywhere.
But, Ron, we're dealing with many countries, many different currencies, many different actors on the stage, and they're going to have to act in concert. Are they or will they? And if they're going to act in concert, who's going to be their band leader?
Well, see, I see Donald Trump pushing America first with America product. And as soon as he reaches the 50% goal on that, then it's all America. And I could see the notes being distributed by the United States to the American people. And, of course, that the value of that note would be tremendous at that point.
Yeah, well... We're still interconnected to a vulnerable point with the rest of the world. We're starting to get off of that heroin addiction, and that's great, and we should. But every action has a consequence, good, bad, or indifferent. And I don't think people are giving this enough thought as to what comes after this. And first of all, I don't see any country's leaders going, you know, we've had it with this damn fiat currency. They start mouthing words like that, then we can get the band together, get them on the same song sheet, and possibly reduce the collateral damage, which will be sure to follow. I'm just saying.
One point in this country, we were self-sustaining. We had all the natural resources we needed. And certainly, trade was... at that point, we had commerce at that point, but we could close borders and self-sustain with everything we had. We could make the products, we can consume the products and everything. Isn't that what Donald Trump wants to get back to?
Well, yeah, but he also wants to stop and quell the machinations and the goings-on of the world getting right I don't know, they're right at the boiling point here of evaporating or melting down, if you will. So while we might lock up the borders and, you know, do our own thing within inside of our own borders, you know, a lot of these countries around the world, they've got weaponry, nuclear, all kinds of little toys. This could get out of hand rather quickly. So I'm what I'm saying here, and I don't know that Trump is not doing this. I don't know that he is. But talking to the leaders of other countries, whether it be Japan, Russia, doesn't matter. England, he's got to be talking to them about a world economic plan that, I mean, we're just not interested in surviving. We want you to survive as well. John in Rancho Cucamonga, I just love saying that word. We'll take your call after this break. 800-313-9443, folks. It's a manic Monday. Holy mackerel. It's hard to keep up with this Trump guy. He only sleeps 4 hours a night.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I don't know about this Ron Paul's concern about much like America's failed attempt at defeating communism. I don't think we ever attempted to defeat it. I think we aided it and abetted it. That's why I mentioned, God forbid, here's John Statmiller talking about the FBI going after the communists out on the streets that are funded by a bunch of rich fat cats that want nothing more than this nation split into a million pieces. I know, folks. These are very interesting times, are they not? John, I get to say it again, in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
How
Hello,
you doing?
Ron. Good, good.
Hi, John.
Hey, it's hi. I was almost apologetic as I was preparing what I was going to say to you. I was for casting such a dismal note on your hope and prayers for Ron Paul to be a little bit more publicly demonstrative and.
Was I praying or was I admonishing?
It sure sounded like you were hoping and wishing and praying and that Ron Paul would be a little bit more than what he's been, especially as far as Trump and what Trump is trying to do, and I just I heard it.
Okay, you're John, I'm going to help you out here. You're dancing all around what you really have to say. So
I'm
go.
I'm getting to it, John.
Okay, and I will not get upset. Just we're running out of time here. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Southern California. It's not raining and overcast. I hate to make the rain come back, but I think you expected too much of Ron Paul. I nearly broke out in hives when I changed my voting affiliation from unaffiliated to the Republican Party, so I could vote in the primary in 2008.
I understand.
And I voted for him, but after the way he ran his campaign, I knew he didn't really want to win. And then I couldn't understand why there was still so much support for him the second time around, because you know he wasn't trying to win then. And then I heard a caller to either your show or maybe not your show, but one of the other shows on RBN. And this guy very calmly said, yeah, Ron Paul got everything he wanted. And I'll just summarize by saying he took money under false pretenses. We all thought he was serious about it. And some of us supported him. Some of us didn't. I mean, I voted for him, but in the primary, I didn't vote for him in an election. The caller said that Ron Paul, when he after the election was all over and he had his campaign chest, he still had $30 million in it. And I guess the candidate is allowed after a certain amount of time and following jumping through some hoops to pretty much keep most of it for his own private uses. And I guess he said he ended up with about $24 million. I don't know how he got that, but that's what he said over the on the airwaves. So
okay.
And then there's all those other stories about how he was involved in earmarking when he was in Congress for various lands, real estate, he would know ahead of time.
John,
John,
excuse me for saying this, but you still sound like a man to me that is divided. On one hand, what do we expect Ron Paul to do? Well, I know what I would be doing if I was Ron Paul. I would be talking directly to Donald Trump. And through the wisdom of my years in Congress dealing with these critters, maybe I could bring some light, since he was the guy that was out there saying audit and end the Fed, which Trump has to know that we're going to have problems with him here sooner, not later, but sooner. So what can Ron Paul do to be effective? Pick up the damn telephone and talk to Trump rather than taking pot shots at the guy because, well, geez, the same thing I'll say to the left, he is now your president.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that, John, because you're just proving that you're just as divided as I am. Because
okay, hold on here. You're not going to get out of here that easily. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Fall, my favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round, and for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF, naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.